Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, it's an event of a similar scale to the visit of Pope John Paul II in 1979, but there are some very important differences. Now, the biggest difference is that people should only turn up if they have a ticket. Of course, I'm talking about the Papal Mass with Pope Francis in the Phoenix Park on the 26th of August. And there's going to be a massive operation underway to make sure that it all happens, because 500,000 people have to get to and from the event safely. So there's a lot of planning that needs to go in it, and it's less than a month away now, just a few weeks to go until the Papal Mass. So we thought we would find out about the transport plan, the best way to get there, and just some practical things. So on the line to tell us a little bit about that, about the transport arrangements, with the Director of Transport Services at the National Transport Authority, Tim Gasson. Good morning to you, Tim. How are you?
I'm well, Andy. Good morning to you as well.
So what is Sunday the 26th of August going to look like?
Well, hopefully it's going to look like dry. The weather
could
obviously
start,
be a consideration
yeah.
in these things as well. But whatever the weather is, it will be. And what we really want to happen is people to have a fantastic day. I mean, this is once-in-a-lifetime experience for people who are with that faith and want to go along and see Pope Francis. Hugely important for them. Hugely important for us as well, because as you said in your intro there, this is the biggest thing we've done since 1979, and I certainly wasn't involved in transport back then. So this is huge. So we need to just make sure some very clear messages go out and people understand what they can do, and also, you know, what they can't do, so that they plan well for the day.
Okay, so in terms of, obviously people are going to be coming from all across the country, and I know lots of people flying in from countries all over the world, so I presume most of them will be coming from parts of Dublin, but as I said, most people will be coming from all over Ireland. So what is the best way for people to get into the Phoenix Park? I presume leaving the car at home is a good option, or what are you recommending?
Leaving the car at home for the vast majority of people will be the best option, yes. Because to date, what the World Meeting and Families have done is they've invited people to register for tickets, which 500,000 people did the first couple of weeks when it was opened. As part of that, they asked people to identify how were they going to travel to Phoenix Park. And many more indicated coming by car than is actually practical or sensible. So we need to find ways to encourage those people that they'll have a much better experience if they use public transport. About 50% of the people coming have indicated they're coming from outside of Dublin as well, which means they are travelling longer distances. Now, car may well be the only option for them to get into the immediate areas of Dublin. And for those people, there are four park and ride hubs specially being created: UCD Belfield, Maynooth University, M3 Parkway train station, and then the third one being Leopardstown Racecourse, and the fourth, a little bit further out, but there'll be a shuttle from it, is Ferry House Racecourse. Those four between them can accommodate somewhere in the order of about 20,000 cars, but more than twice that number indicated they were thinking of driving, so we're only to encourage a lot of those people who are thinking of driving to actually go and book either a train, long-distance, you know, intercity train journey, or intercity coach or bus, with the coach providers, with Expressway and Bus Éireann, or even better, go in and as a parish or as a group of friends, organise a private coach to come in, because the private coaches will be coordinated into a particular
area. Yeah, I know there's
well.
A lot of parishes bringing in private coaches to the event. In terms of those transport hubs, Tim, how far are they from the Phoenix Park in terms of just how long people have to walk and all that sort of stuff?
Well, the transport hubs that I've just listed, along with a number of other hubs and routes that Dublin Bus provided, Dublin Bus have put together seven additional new routes that will be provided, and I'll just list those for you as well. It's from Clare Hall, Swords Business Park, UCD that I've just mentioned previously, Grange Castle, Selbridge, and Stocking Avenue in Talla, and the last one is Tyrrelstown. So those routes will also be well advertised in advance from those seven points into as close as we can get people to Phoenix Park. Three of those hubs, as we're calling them, actually will come in right to the Chapel Lizard Bypass, which will be public transport only on the day. And from there to the gates of the Phoenix Park is between 1 and 2.5 kilometres. So wherever we pick people up on buses, trains and trams, we will deliver them as close as we can to Phoenix Park. So for bus, it's Chapel Lizard Bypass or Cook Street, for example. For the UCD hub will come into Cook Street, which is the one near where Dublin City offices are. And then people will walk from there into whatever gate they're nominated to go into the park. And then they'll have a further walk, obviously, inside Phoenix Park itself to the Papal Cross. So significant amount of walking, but, you know, just step back for a minute and do the math. Clearly, 500,000 people cannot descend in that area by car or expect to get inside the park or even close to the park by car. That's just not possible. So public transport really has to be a very credible option.
It'll be a lot less stressful as well.
The railway is really important here, because What the railway are doing is hubbing a lot of people into Connolly, so people coming in on Dart from the north of the country, a northern Dart line, northern commuters, people in the intercity from Belfast will be coming into Connolly station, changing train onto either from Connolly they can walk if they're reasonably fit, or they can change onto the train and go out to a shuttle that's been run to Ashtown. And Ashtown Gate is very close to Phoenix Park, so that's a short enough walk. Okay. And then that same train line carries on out to M3 Parkway and Maynooth, and those trains coming back in, well, they'll also be full, and they'll be dropping people at the Navan Road Parkway. So train is a good option for people on the northern side of the city. Then, of course, Dart coming in from the south. People can get off at Tara and walk up the quays. And then, of course, there's the commuter lines coming into Houston and long-distance Cork and so on into Houston Station. And again, a relatively short walk. So train is another very credible option. And then there's Lewis, which runs, of course, north-south along O'Connell Street up to Primbridge. The Lewis Red Line, people need to understand, is not running in the Houston section. For safety reasons, they've made the decision, and we support it, to stop at Black Horse coming in from the Red Cow end of, on the Red Line. They'll stop at Black Horse, and trams will be shuttling in and out from Black Horse back out the Red Line. At the other end of that, from Smithfield, trams will shuttle Smithfield to the point, to the docks.
Okay, so there is no lots trams of different running options
in that middle section. Again, simply because of the sheer volume of people that will be on Parkgate Street.
What about, Tim, just options for people who have very much reduced mobility? What's the advice there?
The advice is to contact the World Meetings of Families and register your particular interest there, because they have set aside some facilities and capabilities and some capacity for people with mobility difficulties, and they're making special arrangements for those. So folks who may be wheelchair-ridden or with sticks or difficulties walking longer distances or the sorts of distances that I've outlined should contact the World Meeting of Families directly, and they will put them in contact with whatever special arrangements are being made. I mean, in Dublin, virtually all of our public transport is it's wheelchair friendly, but buses are low floor, and the trains and trams are low floor. We hope all the lifts and so on will be working on the day. Certainly, the public transport will put a lot of effort into make sure those things are working, but it's a long distance, and people just need to be aware of that and plan very carefully for the day and be aware of those distances.
Tim, is there any point in people turning up without a ticket?
We're being advised by World Meeting Families, absolutely not. It's a fully ticketed event, and that message has gone out clearly and continues to go out clearly. 500,000 people have registered, and the expectation is that those are the people who will be welcome into it, Phoenix Park, for the event. Likewise with NOC, 45,000 people have registered to go to NOC Shrine to see Pope Francis. And again, the same applies. Don't turn up without a ticket. The authorities are going to have to turn people away. Again, because all of the planning, all of the crowd safety, all of the issues that have been done in advance have been for those numbers, and they simply cannot accommodate additional people just turning up in spec.
Finally, just to ask you then, Tim, what about, because obviously there's lots of other events happening prior to Pope Francis' arrival, the Pastoral Congress and the RDS, and then of course when the Pope arrives, he'll be going around the Pope Mobile and all that. What sort of disruptions should people prepare for around Dublin and expect during that time?
Well, the events on the RDS the week before are, from our point of view, relatively straightforward. And that's sort of horse show type numbers. So that's no big issue. There's additional bus and train services around for that. So that's been managed. And a lot of these are people coming in from overseas, actually. On Saturday, there will be a tour, I believe, with the Pope, where people will be able to see Pope Francis in the centre of Dublin. The route of that hasn't been finalised as yet, or certainly hasn't been announced, and that will be announced in advance. And opportunities where people can come to see Pope Francis will be, are again, announced by World Meeting of Families and by the state authorities. From a public transport point of view, it means there will be disruptions, and particularly in and around the O'Connell Street area and through to the Capuchin Centre, where I believe he's going to visit as well. So that central area is going to be disrupted for a period of time on Saturday. But again, we handle that very efficiently, for example, for the St Patrick's Day Festival. So that's very disruptive in the centre of Dublin. So we could experience the same people who look after those other events are working on this on Saturday. Saturday evening, then is the World Meeting of Families event at Croke Park. And again, fully ticketed, but again, that's a All Ireland sort of final circumstance. So again, that's business as usual for us in some respects. Sunday is the big one at Phoenix Park. 500,000 is the one that we've really focused all our efforts on to try and just make sure that it is as good as possible as an experience by managing expectations, by just getting people to think through, you know, what are they going to do on the day, down to details like what are you going to wear, take enough water if it's warm so you can stay hydrated, bring a little bit of food. There should be opportunities to buy food as well, I suspect. But, you know, think about those things. It's going to be a long day. And somebody recently used the term pilgrimage. You know, it's going to be a long day, but hopefully, you know, fantastic experience as well if people plan ahead and just take a note of the opportunities that are there for them to get there.
Tim, thanks.
And a really important point we want to emphasize is when people are in the park after the event, go home the route that you took to get there. Don't think, oh, well, I'll just go down and get the train, or I'll just jump over and get the tram. If you get my bus, go back the bus, and so on. That's really key and important point as well.
So you can plan ahead, of course. Tim, thanks so much for joining us on the programme today. That was Tim Gaston, the Director of Transport Services from the National Transport Authority, just giving details there on the best way to get into the Papal Mass. And the best thing to do as well is stay up to date on the World Meeting of Families website, worldmeeting2018.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.